It was a beautiful day in Nocturne Falls. According to every weather app on every smartphone in the world, the forecast for all of Georgia was blistering sun with a 100% chance of storms. Translation, hot and humid with a side of sticky gross, not even remotely winter-like. But Bellamy Meriwether LaRousse woke up this morning and chose to have a beautiful day. And so it was.
"What else can I get you, Mr. Hardwin?"
she chirped brightly.
"One iced Draculatte, please, Bellamy, to go."
Nick Hardwin pulled a few napkins from the dispenser beside the flyers for the Frozen in Fear festival.
"This heat is intense," he said, patting the damp hair at the nape of his neck. He raised a scarred eyebrow at the flyers. "Fear might show up, but I don't think Frozen got the memo about this month's shindig."
Bellamy's heart went out to the man, one of the Hallowed Beans regulars. While most customers this time of day were stopping into the coffee shop on their way home from the office, Bellamy knew Mr. Hardwin would be working deep into the night, either at Insomnia or the Gargoyle Fountain.
"How about I blend this for you?" Bellamy asked. "It'll taste like a coffee snow cone."
Mr. Hardwin's smile mirrored Bellamy's own.
"That sounds amazing. Make it an extra large. 2 extra larges. I'll drop one by the jewelry shop. Willa will love it."
"Coming right up."
Bellamy punched the sale into the register. It was sweet of him to be so considerate of his lady love. In the back of her mind, Bellamy wished that someday someone would love her as much as Nick Hardwin loved Willa Iskove. But that was someday. Right now, she was surrounded by some of the best friends in the world, and for Bellamy, that kind of love was enough. Bellamy did a twirl as she set about concocting Mr. Hardwin's order. There was just something magical about the cheerful whirring of the blender on a hot day, and Bellamy chose to honor that. She placed 2 drops of raspberry sauce inside each of the clear plastic cups and let them artfully slide down like drops of blood. Then she poured in the coffee blend, topping it off with a bit of whipped cream and dark chocolate drizzle. With a flick of her wrist, she secured the covers of both cups and slid them over to Mr. Hardwin with 2 giant-wrapped straws.
"May you think only cold thoughts," she whispered to him conspiratorially.
"I'm sure I will if you say so," he said. "Thank you, Bellamy. You're one of the good fae."
Mr. Hardwin knew more than a few fae, both good and bad, so Bellamy took his compliment to heart, especially since her particular brand of fae-ness wasn't the usual sort one generally found in Nocturne Falls. Bellamy had been born with wings, a throwback to the Windkin on her mother's side, a fae bloodline that originated in another world entirely separate from this one. They were beautiful wings, large enough to lift Bellamy in the air and carry her for miles. But she was as much at the mercy of the currents as any other bird or butterfly. She had no power over air or stone or fire or metal. She could barely walk and chew gum at the same time. But she had fairy dust shed from her wings. With it, she could manifest certain magic for short periods of time. And she could work a cappuccino machine like nobody's business. Mr. Hardwin took the drinks and stuffed a few dollars into the jack-o'-lantern tip jar. An electronic werewolf howled as he walked out the front door. Sometimes that chime got so annoying that Bellamy disabled it. But not today, because today was a beautiful day.
Ahem.
Bellamy leaned back to see the person hidden by the giant espresso machine. She spotted the wild emerald green hair before the rest of him came into view. Today was getting better and better.
"Hey, Tinker, what's up?"
A visit from Tinker outside school always cheered Bellamy up. He was her oldest and best guy friend. Actual bestest best friend status was reserved for Kai Xanthopoulos, daughter of the managers over at Mummy's Diner. Tinker had a gangly build and bumpy, sallow green skin, which looked extra sickly today. Probably because of the heat. It really did have no business being this hot so close to winter break.